Okay, you're with Radio City Talk. This is the kickoff. I'm Steve Hothersall. Let's talk Wales. Massive day in the nation's footballing history. Of course, Wales against Belgium. So I would imagine Wales will pretty much come to a standstill. And one man will certainly have his eyes on the game is former Tranmere fullback and Wales fullback as well, Gareth Roberts. Morning to you, Gareth.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, how proud are you of the nation and the football team?
What they've achieved, I think it's been fantastic. What they've put together, and I think it probably goes back to John Toshack in his early days, what he started. Gary Speed took it on, and obviously Chris Coleman's took it to another level. What they've done so far has been fantastic for the country. You know, and everybody's behind the boys.
So many great players never got the chance. Of course, you got a, what was it, 9-10 Welsh caps. You had the experience, the pride of wearing, you know, the badge. So many brilliant players, your Giggsies, your Rushes, your Nevs. They never really got the chance to do it at the highest level. Now, all of a sudden, the opportunity's there.
Yeah, obviously, like you say, lots of fantastic players have not had the opportunity to get there. Lots of, like you said, Ryan Giggs, Gary Speed, you know, there's Bellamy, you know, some really good players that have been there. Not had the job opportunity, but obviously these boys have gone in there, they've took it on, they've took it to another level. And what they've done, you know, I think it's their team spirit has got them there, and they're building momentum. I think it's going to be a massive game tonight, but, you know, the game's wide open and anyone can win it.
Did you, you know, the teams you played in, the Welsh sides, did you feel there was a similar sort of team spirit but maybe lacking a Gareth Bale and a Ramsey, which was the icing on the top?
Well, when I was lucky, I had Ryan Giggs playing in front of me, so he had that unbelievable talent.
Yeah.
But I probably never had that team spirit, never had it. Obviously, everyone wanted to win and do well, but probably what the togetherness that they've got now, probably never had that at all. And that's what's the difference at the minute, I think.
I mean, that just goes to show, because people talk about this idea of Wales being the one-man team with Bale, but you've just identified there, you know, Ryan Giggs in a Welsh side. It doesn't mean that you're literally going to, you know, progress every time. But if you have got that little bit of unity, that extra bit of unity, it's amazing how far that does go.
It's massive. It goes a long, long way. And I don't think Wales is as far from a one-man team. I think Aaron Ramsey's been unbelievable this tournament. Joe Allen's had an excellent tournament. The defence, the goalkeeper's done well. You know, the back five, obviously, Wales play a defending game, really. You know, they sit back, teams attack them, then the game is the counter-attack. You know, they've got pace in there, they've got Robson Cano, who terrify defenders, and you've got Sam Vokes, who's a different prospect where you can hit him targetly and play off him. So they've got different players there to do different jobs. So whatever Chris Coleman's game plan is, he's got plenty of options to change it as well if it isn't going right.
Let's do the Joe Allen appreciation bit. So often underappreciated for Liverpool, but for Wales, sort of fundamental in what he does for that side.
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely. I think it's a great statement. You know what he says. I don't think he gets the credit he deserves at Liverpool. I really like him, what he does. He does a job for the team. And what he brings to Wales as well, his energy, he's up and down. He'll be in front of the back four, then he'll be attacking, setting up opportunities to score goals. And I think, you know, excellent plan for me. I hope Liverpool keep him this season.
The passion behind the side, I mean, I know some people looked at that video of them celebrating England's exit. Some people looked on that with a little bit of scorn. But I have to say, as an England fan, I just thought, well, you know, England fans would probably do that. And it's all really in, you know, the competitive element of the game, isn't it?
It is, but I've seen it and I thought, I was a bit embarrassed when I watched it.
Really?
That was my personal opinion. Yeah, I thought, I didn't think they needed to do it. If they have done it, yeah, obviously they have done it, but I don't think it needed to be aired on, you know, on these Instagrams or whatever they're sticking them on, you know. So,
well, that's the difference these days, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought, yeah, I know it's the way the world's going, but I thought, yeah, celebrate and keep that in house, but, you know, to share it to the public, I think not for me. I was a bit embarrassed watching it, really, and the reaction of the lads, but that's just my personal opinion. I don't think it was right, but
It shows how far they've gone in the tournament. I think that celebration was more sort of identifying the fact that out of the home nations, they have been the successful group. I don't just think it was a finger sort of aimed at England. I think it was almost the point of, look at us and our development.
yeah, well, the development's come, you know, the development that that's gone into that team has been fantastic, where they've come from and where they've got to. And hopefully we're still going on that upward curve. Hopefully after this tournament we can kick on again. And, you know, just obviously it's been 50-odd years since we've been in the tournament. Let's make sure we can try and do what England do every year and progress and qualify for every Euro and every World Cup. You know, that'll be success. Obviously, yeah, they're going to be proud, really happy that they're the best home nation. They've gone the furthest. So obviously it's a massive game tonight, and hopefully they can get the right result. And, you know, obviously it'd be Poland or Portugal in the semi-final. And you never know, do you? You never know.
Well, it just opens up then, doesn't it? You played Belgium a few times before. People perhaps had written you off in those previous occasions, and Wales showed just what they were about. Looking at it now, man for man, team against team, what sort of confidence heading into this quarter-final?
Well, I think they've got to be confident. Obviously, playing them in the group stages, they won the home game and drew at Belgium. I think man for man, obviously, Belgium are a standout. You know, if the players perform, there's doubts over Hazard. Is Hazard fit? De Bruyne, I think, is different class, a fantastic player. Lukaku, if he turns up, can be an excellent player. You know, they've got people that can hurt you. So have Wales. But I think, you know, when they played the two games, I don't think Hazard had a great season. But, you know, he stepped it up at the end of the season. He's been fantastic so far. If he continues, obviously he's going to be a massive threat. But, you know, Wales are going to be high on confidence. It's a 50-50 game. And Wales have got nothing to lose. Even if they lose the game, they'll come home heroes because of what they've achieved. So Wales will raise their game again. You know, they need to, because it was a disappointing performance against Northern Ireland. I thought they were Northern Ireland with a better team. So they need to raise their levels, and if they do, anything can happen.
And good news on the injury front with Ashley Williams, who I think is another key sort of member of that side. It looked for all the life to me like he'd broken some sort of bone in the end of that game, and he soldiered on, didn't he? And it looks like he's going to be okay to play in this one.
Yeah, I think he'll be a key figure. You know, I think he's the captain of the team. I think he's the leader. You know, he wasn't coming off in that game, was he? He told the manager, "No, I'm fit. I'm staying on. I'm not coming off." So that's great to him. It shows his dedication and what he wants to achieve with his country. And, you know, I think all the boys will be like that. No one want to come off. Everyone will want to play. And whoever's not playing will be disappointed. But like I said before, they're all in it together. The physios, the kit men, you know, when they score the goal, they all celebrate together. It means so much to everyone. So I wish them all the best.
And people talk about Iceland as the underdog story. Should Wales in any way be categorised like that or not? We're talking about an entirely different sort of nation and footballing setup, but it's not exactly the same, is it, as the underdogs?
No, not as the same. But I thought, you know, give credit to Iceland, what they achieved. They stuck to the game plan. They knew how they wanted to play. They knew how they were going to attack long throws, set pieces. It's a similar case to Wales. You know, Iceland are always going to defend and hit you on the counter-attack, hoping for corners, free kicks, throw-ins. And that's how they're going to score. You know, they're not a bad team. They beat Holland home and away. So to do that, you know, you're not a mug team. And obviously, I just think they performed. I thought they were fantastic against England, but England just ran out of ideas.
Gareth, fingers crossed for Wales. And the best of luck to yourself. And, of course, Simon Howarth in charge at Clitheroe now, the pair of you. You're just having a little taster of it. Ambitions for the season?
Good shout. Obviously, if we can get in the top half of the table, I think it'd be a great start then. Mm. Build on that. You know, it's a great opportunity for me and Simon to get in the game. Obviously, learn. It's a new learning thing. Obviously, coaching and obviously Simon managing. We're going to love it. We're on the journey. We're on the ladder. So we take everything as it comes. I think there'll be lots of ups and downs, but we've got to enjoy it.
Very best wishes. Thanks for your company this morning.
Top man. Thank you very much. Take care.
Gareth Roberts there. This is Radio City Talk.